Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. This portion of the program is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They've been a longtime supporter and partner of our program, and they're anxious, we're anxious. Once we get COVID under control, I hope very soon they will be open again to out-of-state visitors in the Land of Enchantment, which you can get to Silver City in about 3 hours, and there's a lot to do there and some great places to stay. All of it articulated on their website, which is southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, normally Don Luce, attorney Don Luce, with me in studio, but we have reinstated, due to the spike in COVID, our policy here at KVOI that all of our interviews are being done telephonically for the safety of everybody. Don Luce of Luce Law Group, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. He is the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Both books are in their second printing. Don Luce, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year to Bill. I'm fine. Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
I want to begin with the new year bringing some changes in the law, and one of them pertains to texting while driving. I think, Don Luce, some people were under the mistaken belief that that was already a state law. There's some confusion about this, Don.
Well, and there's good reason for confusion, because Governor Ducey actually signed this bill into law in April of 2019. But unlike the vast majority of laws which took effect in the fall of 2019, this law had a specific date by which it was to take effect in terms of actually being able to enforce it, and that was January 1, 2021. So last Friday was the first day that law enforcement officers were actually able to enforce the law by issuing citations. For the first year and a half, more or less, they were only able to issue warnings, although some communities, including Tucson, by the way, had their own laws that prohibited texting while driving, and the law enforcement officers in those local communities could issue citations based on their local laws. With the enactment of the statewide ban, those various local laws have since been repealed, and now there's just one law applicable to everywhere in Arizona.
So what is forbidden specifically now in the state of Arizona concerning these devices?
Well, you can't use your hands to hold a cell phone to make a call. You can't prop your cell phone up on your shoulder to talk into it. You can't use your cell phone to text or look at videos. You can't use your cell phone to check the latest news. Basically, anything that involves you picking up or holding an electronic device is prohibited. And it's not just limited to phones. It basically is any portable electronic device. So if you have an iPad that is in the car, it is illegal to be using that iPad with your hands while the car is moving. There are certain things that are allowed with regard to electronic devices. If you have a hands-free system in place, you can swipe the phone screen to make or accept a call. You can talk on the phone if you have an earpiece or a headphone device. Or even if you have a watch, you're wearing something on your wrist that allows you to speak, that's legal. You can use voice-based communications such as talk to text. And so you are probably familiar with the applications that allow you to convert words into text. You can use the GPS system. And interestingly, you can use a handheld cell phone while you're stopped at a traffic light or a stoplight. So I guess the issue there would be timing.
You start
to figure out when it was time to go and you have to put your phone down. And then, of course, you can use a handheld cell phone to call 911, and it is not illegal to use a phone in emergency situations to contact emergency responders or to alert first responders to an emergency situation.
Are the penalties now in effect then, Don Luce?
Yes. Yes, they are. Up until January 1st, again, you would only get a warning if you were outside of one of those cities or counties that had their own text ban. Now, statewide, you will get a fine. The first violation is $75 to $149, and the second and subsequent violations is $150 to $250. So, interestingly, this law does away with the distinction between primary and secondary offenses. Some of the local laws were secondary offenses, meaning that an officer would have to stop you for something else. And if during that stop it was observed that you had violated the texting ban, then the officer could cite you if the jurisdiction allowed it. Some jurisdictions had primary bans. In other words, the officer could stop you just by observing that you were violating the texting ban or the use of the phone. Because, again, it isn't just limited to texting, although that's sort of what they've labeled the law. It's any phone use, talking, texting, viewing, anything like that. Now it's just a primary ban statewide. So anywhere in the state, any law enforcement officer can stop a motorist if he or she observes the motorist using a handheld device in violation of this new law.
Do I have to surrender the device if I am stopped?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to how about we've only got a few minutes, and I do something very important, minimum wage for 2021 and something about paid sick leave during the pandemic.
Right. So 2021 also brought an increase in Arizona's minimum wage. The minimum wage, pursuant to a proposition that I believe appeared on the 2016 ballot, called the Fair Wages and Healthy Families Act, that law provides that the minimum wage starting in 2018 was to increase each year by specific amounts and then thereafter increase by the cost of living. So, for instance, last year the minimum wage was $12. Before that, in 2019, the minimum wage was $11. The minimum wage increased 15 cents between last year and this year because of cost of living, and it will continue to be adjusted each year on a go forward based on cost of living. So employers who are required to pay minimum wage need to be aware of this, because now the minimum is $12.15.
What is happening with the sick leave?
Right. So as part of that same proposition, Prop 206, not only did the state impose minimum wage standards, but also required employers to provide paid sick leave, or paid sick time, as it's known as. And under this law, it depends on how many employees the employer has in terms of how many hours of paid sick time per year are required. So an employer who has 15 or more employees is required to provide 40 hours of earned paid sick time per year. Fewer than 15 employees, and it's 24 hours. Now, so what can you use the paid sick time for? Well, you can use it for medical care or injury of yourself or any of your family members. And family members is a pretty broad definition. You can also use it for anything that you are affected by with regard to a public health emergency. And a public health emergency, incidentally, means a state of emergency declared by the governor. And you remember back in March of this year, Governor Ducey did declare a state of emergency in Arizona because of the pandemic. So if an employee was affected by that, in other words, wasn't able to go to work, or had somebody who wasn't able to, for instance, go to school, who required care, right, a minor, that employee potentially could have used paid sick time to be compensated for the time that they needed to attend to their family member by reason of that emergency. Currently, with the pandemic spiking, I wouldn't be surprised if more employees than ever now had to take time to either get tested and or take care of a family member if they themselves don't get sick, who is affected by the pandemic. And so I think it's important to remember that in Arizona, you have paid sick time, and that that paid sick time may be available if you have to take time off of work for one of those reasons.
All right, Don Luce, thank you very much. Stay safe. I want to tell our listeners about your two books, both available on Amazon, I assume, right, Don?
Yes, Amazon, and I think they're still in some bookstores around the state as well.
And the books are Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers. Great information in both these books. And Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, a good time at the new year here to start thinking about estate planning. Both books are in their second printing. Don, I hope you and yours have a great 2021. Thanks for your support as we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this week of the Buckmaster Show, and you've been with us since day one. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Bill, and I hope you stay safe.
Thank you very much. Don Luce of the Luce Law Group with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Tomorrow, former Congressman Ron Barber on the 10-year anniversary of the Tucson shooting tragedy. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Tom Fairbanks has been ably manning the buttons on the other side of the glass with our engineering and producing our program. Dave Ramsey's very popular show on money is coming up next. I hope everybody has a great afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow.